Beyond. Always remember, the opinions voiced in this program do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, or underwriters. Hey, I got an underwriter. Actually, I'm going to be reading later, but I do want to maybe shout this out twice because it is a KZFR event. But and to learn more about Friends of the Art, presenting a launch party Thursday night market. That's like tonight, Chico City Plaza, July 6th. You'll have DJ PHG and the band XDS. XDS is freaking amazing. They won a Cammy this year. Music starts at 6:30. That's like halfway through the show. Celebrate this new live streaming app and enjoy a musical hometown night at this week's Thursday Night Market. Visit YOLO on Facebook for more information. But anyway, it's always nice to see Grant, office manager, and PhG out there spinning some tunes. Welcome to Youth for Justice. I'm just getting back to the Chico area. I went cross country to witness the matrimony of my son to my new daughter-in-law. So as being that this is Youth for Justice, that sounds like the ultimate justice, matrimony. So all my best wishes for the new lovebirds. And I'm going to play something. You know, 173 people have listened to this on YouTube, so it's probably not a song that many of you have not heard, or you know, a lot of people have. But this is Daughter Youth to lead off Youth for Justice here on People Power Radio.
Most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong.
All right. Once again, welcome to Youth for Justice. This summer, man, we're taking a little bit of a break. You know, I do, as it is, I do three shows. This week I would have done three straight shows. Without a Roof on Wednesdays, this show, first Thursdays, and then I do a show called The Chico Vibe. But we're looking for folks that want to get engaged with this show on a monthly basis. So we're going to be reaching out to organizations like Sixth Street, and we're hoping to get one of the case managers in here later to have a conversation around some of the stuff that they're doing there. But I think if you're listening to the show and, you know, you're anywhere in those ages, you know, teenager, tweenagers to, you know, 25, 30, and you want to get involved and have a voice on the radio and, you know, have people hear what you got to say, I would ask you to look us up on Facebook. We're Youth for Justice on Facebook. And, you know, get involved with the show. My phone is ringing. I might have to buzz somebody in. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play some favorites of mine. I'm going to go back to December. And it's actually going to be my family. So I said my son got married. That's going to be the first little tape you hear. But I asked a bunch of my family members across the country what their hopes and dreams were post-election. And here's what they had to say here on KZFR 90.1 FM. All right, keeping in the vein of the show that I'm dedicating to my mom, this little segment or micro segment. We're going to be talking to some local folks here as well on the KZFR Youth for Justice program. But I have my son who recently, I say recently, it's been about 8 months, moved to Raleigh, North Carolina with his girlfriend. He's 24. And what else do we need to know, Eric Mash, before you answer the prompt of what are your hopes and dreams post-election, man?
Not much. I mean, I'm your son, obviously. I've been out here for 8 months. I work at Food Lion, so I'm in the retail industry, you know, so I'm definitely, you know, it definitely affects me what happens, you know, in the election and how things go. So, yeah, it's about it for me, I guess.
So what are your hopes and dreams, son, post-election?
Well, my hopes for this election, or post-election, is that, you know, that the president we elected, Trump, is, proves to be a decent president, that things don't go, you know, off the wire, or off the rails, I should say, and that, you know, that he doesn't forget about the little people, you know, and he doesn't, you know, think only about, like, the upper class and the people that are on his level, I guess. And I guess my dreams is that I could still fulfill my desires to work in psychology and actually, you know, make a difference in the world. Especially trying to figure out what's going on with, you know, how people's brains tick and how people act and why and things of that nature.
So affordable education would seem to be really important for you.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, out here in Raleigh, a major community college and university town, education is a very big thing for me, and I don't have a lot of money to pay for education, so it would be ideal for my situation and many other people around here, yes.
All right, Eric Mash, it's been wonderful hearing you here for KZFR 90.1 FM. Yeah, it's my distinct pleasure dialing in across the country, Massachusetts-based dater, my wonderful, beautiful daughter, Karina Elsie Mash, visiting relatives, is going to let us know what she's positive and hopeful about post-election. Welcome to KZFR, Karina.
Hi.
What do you got for us, girl?
My hopes and dreams are that people are able to pursue and do things that they love. That the less fortunate will still be able to have more access to resources, jobs, housing, and food. That the immigrants won't have to be separated from their families. And that there will still be affordable health care for all. So that everyone is able to get medical treatment that they need to live a healthy and happy life. Another hope that I have is that my fears do not come true and that Mr. Trump will do all in his power to make a difference for our country and to be able to lead this country into the right direction.
That's beautiful, sweetie.
There you go.
That's my wonderful, beautiful 21-year-old daughter.
I'm here for KZFR's Without a Roof radio program for December. And it's really my cool and distinct pleasure to have my niece, Maddie Mash, who is 16, junior in high school. And she's calling in from, oh my gosh, is it Kentucky? Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Tennessee. And she is going to answer this question that we have for our program tonight is, what are you looking for, your hopes and dreams, post-election, Maddie?
You know, with everything going on, I kind of just hope everything evens out. A lot of awful things are going on right now, and even though, you know, there are people who are upset that their candidate didn't win and people are being, you know, super excited that their candidate did win, I really hope everything just kind of evens out and we all just start to calm down, be less violent towards each other, you know, that kind of stuff.
Kind of the can't we just get along? You're not old enough to remember Rodney King, but L.A. Riots, that was the tagline. Can't we all just get along? And some 25 years later, we're still trying to do that, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, there have been riots going on because Hillary didn't win, and there are riots because he did win. And I just wish we could all accept the fact that, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, you need to understand that. If it's going to happen, it was supposed to happen in the first place.
Yeah. Maybe show a little more love and a little less judgment, huh? Something like that?
Yeah. Less prejudice.
Less prejudice. There you go. I'm stereotyping. And, you know, just being present for people is such a wonderful thing. And I know you're being raised by two wonderful people, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. And anything else, Mary, before we kind of end this little segment, which I'm really enjoying, by the way. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
No, that's about it.
The last time I saw Maddie was about 8 years ago at the Nickelodeon Hotel, and we just had a ball, didn't we?
It was great.
You're going to send me those pictures you found in a shoebox in your closet, too. That was like a find. Gamer Mesh for the KZFR Youth for Justice Show, December version. And it's my distinct pleasure to have my first niece or nephew. Actually, you were my first niece, and I didn't have a nephew at the time. This is my lovely niece, Amy Mash, calling in, or I'm calling her actually, and she's living in New Hampshire. And welcome to KZFR, Amy Mash.
Hey, yeah, I'm happy to be talking to you. I'm psyched.
Tell us a little bit about your wonderful daughter, Noah, and my wonderful great niece.
Noah is 10. She's in fourth grade. She is definitely an empathetic and kind little human growing up in a world that isn't always supportive of that. But, you know, I do the best I can to remind her that it doesn't matter what other people think or what other people say about what's happening in the world around her. What matters is how she reacts to it and what she does. Noah's 10th birthday was on November 9th, so she woke up that morning, and the first thing I said to her was, you know, happy birthday, baby, I love you. And the first words out of her mouth was, who won the election? So I kind of had to go into a little bit of like a filter mode and kind of, and let her know what had happened. We had talked a lot about the election, a lot about all the different candidates, all four of them. She was very supportive of Hillary Clinton. She was really disappointed to hear that Donald Trump won, but I did the best I could to turn that conversation around into a perspective of what can we do to make this a little bit better?
Yeah.
This stings, mm-hmm. And this is a little bit crappy, but what can we do now? So we had a good talk about that.
Wonderful parent you are, Amy.
Oh, I try. You know, we all do the best we can. We're all human and we all make mistakes, but we all fumble along as well as we can.
Well, I think you're closer to a Jedi than you think. That's that old Yoda quote, right? Try not to do must. I think that's the quote. Yoda quotes here on KZFR 90.1 FM. Is this Noah Mash from New Market, New Hampshire?
Yeah, so.
What's up? I love that. I use that phrase, you know, the generational thing. What's up? I love that. Noah Mash from New Market, New Hampshire. Welcome to KZFR, People Powered Radio. Is this your first time on the radio?
I think so.
You think so? It won't be your last because you're a brilliant young lady. I follow you from afar through your mom's wonderful Facebook posts. So thank you for being on KZFR, People Powered Radio.
You're welcome.
Now, Noah, what are your hopes and dreams for this post-election?
Well, I don't really know what that means.
Oh, thank you so much. So what do you get excited about? What are you kind of hopeful for the next day or the day after? Things that get you excited that you could be doing irregardless of who's in public office? You know, what makes you happy? What are you dreaming about? Where are you going to be in 10 years, girl?
I want to be a scientist when I grow up.
Wow. What kind of science?
A chemist.
You'll make a darn good chemist. I'm certain of that. Any thoughts on the election?
I know that Donald Trump, like, wants different things for the country that some people don't want.
Mm-hmm. And what are those, sweetie? What does he want that a lot of people don't want? Like, me and your mom have kind of a similar view of life where you're empathetic. She said you're empathetic. She was so proud of that. You think about other people. So what are some of the differences, you think, Noah?
Rights for gay people, which means that they want to marry somebody that's the same gender as them, and black people who just have different colored skin, and yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's not That's not right to be looking down on people, judging people, is it?
Yeah.
So what grade you in, sweetie?
Fourth
grade. Now, did you have any conversations in the classroom around the election with your teacher? Or what did you do? Because I understand you were 10 on the day after the national election. Welcome to being 10. Did you talk about it at all at school, sweetie?
Well, we were learning about politics a little bit.
Uh-huh. So what did you talk about in the political discussion after the election?
Well, we weren't really talking about the election. We were talking about the three branches of government.
Uh-huh. And what do you know about the three branches of government?
That there are three branches. There's the legislative, the judicial, and the executive.
Very good, sweetie. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about what you're passionate about, Noah? What do you get out of bed so happy to do every day? What makes you so happy that you could just scream happiness?
I like to go to school because that's where all my friends are, and I like to learn.
That is one of the most beautiful responses I've ever gotten to a question on KZFR. Wonderful, sweetheart. You have a lot of friends at school?
Yeah.
I bet you do, sweetheart. Will you give your mom a big hug for me, okay? And maybe we'll have you back on the radio.
She's doing it right now.
Maybe we'll have you back on the radio in 8 years when you've placed your first vote, okay, sweetie?
All right.
Alrighty. Love you. So what are you and Noah going to be doing on Inauguration Day, Amy Mash?
We are going to head to Washington, D.C. and participate in the Women's March. I think that it's something that I'm super interested in, but Noah, as a child who is watching what's happening in the world around her and feeling a little bit frustrated, is going to respond in a fantastic way too. I'm going to let her make some signs. I'm going to let her kind of talk about what she feels like her worries are and her concerns are and what she thinks the most important things are. And we'll kind of work with that so that she feels like her voice is heard a little bit. You know, as a kid, you can't vote. You can't control any of the stuff that's happening around you. But you can fight back a little bit, and you can say, I don't like what's happening, and certain things are wrong, and we all know that they're wrong, and here's why I think that they're wrong. And Noah she's very understanding and very compassionate of the fact that, you know, privilege exists in different circumstances and different ways in this country. She understands that because we're white, we have certain privilege. She understands that because I'm straight, I have certain privilege. You know, and she doesn't understand, obviously, the huge nuance and all of that, but she understands that there are certain advantages that come along with being a certain type of person in America right now.
I think the youth that's coming out in these interviews and think, you know, just my experience over 50 plus years is, you know, to hate people, to look at people with disdain is learned behavior. So in many regards, the younger you are, the more innocent you are, and the more powerful your words are. I've got some, like Maddie, my niece, some of what she said as a 16-year-old was just absolutely brilliant. You know, I love hearing these wonderful youthful voices. And thanks so much for this wonderful introduction for your beautiful daughter, Noah, here on KZFR.
T-shirt, a little
Not only my favorite John Cougar song, it's the only one I like, actually. And you are indeed listening, Youth for Justice, and we're made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts, culture, by producing community festivals, including Artoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, Silent Film Festival, NorCal Jazz Festival, Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org and by YOLO, presenting a launch party at Thursday Night Market at Chico City Plaza tonight, right now, 6:30. DJ PhD and the band XDS. If you haven't seen XDS, I keep hitting this mic when I do this. XDS, two-man, it's a lady drummer, and it's got percussion and reverb, and it's amazing. XDS is amazing. You guys should go down and see XDS. I'm telling my studio guests, I'm promoting XDS. Get out and see this, man. It's unbelievable. And celebrate a new live streaming app and musical hometown nights at this week's Thursday Night Market. No further ado, we're back in the studio. Well, we're still in the studio, I should say. And it's my real pleasure. I'm going to do introductions. Actually, I got Aaron ? I forgot to get your last name, Aaron. Welcome to KZFR, Aaron. Aaron works at Sixth Street Center for Youth. Maybe a quick introduction for yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about Aaron.
Well, I'm glad to be here. My name is Aaron Farrell. I'm a case manager at the 6th Street Drop-In Center for Youth downtown. A little bit about myself. I'm originally from Illinois. I spent most of my time in Illinois, in Southern Illinois. I studied at Southern Illinois University, and I just made a move out to California because I was ready for a change like a couple years ago, and I'm loving it out here.
So California is a big state, but how did it end up being Chico that was so fortunate to get Aaron to come and stay, man? What brought you here?
Oh, wow. It's just a a series of chance interactions, actually. I started out living in Reading, and I was working in foster care out there. And after, you know, a couple of meeting a few people and, you know, meeting my future girlfriend out there who lived in Chico, I just, like, found my way out here, and it was just perfect.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us what a typical week brings for you at as a case manager at 6th Street Center of Youth in downtown Chico, Aaron?
Well, no week is typical. Well, there's a I guess if I was going to give a little rundown of what a week is like, there's all these different clients that come in that are of all different ages and have all these different needs. The main thing that we try to do is maintain a safe space for youth that just need some place to be and have safe, you know, just a safe environment, because when you're outside all the time or you're in a home environment that isn't safe, having a place that you can go to that you know is like a nice little checkpoint is, like, I think to me, in my view, the most important part. So maintaining a safe space, working with youth that need to get connected to other services in the area, helping people that might be in crisis. There's all kinds of things that can, you know, pop up really at the center.
It's really nice that you mentioned the whole safe thing, because I was at an open mic a couple of years ago, and I can't recreate it. It was so heart-moving, warming. Josh was in there, you know, I had a bunch of people open mic. But anyway, the youth kind of had said, you know, a lot of times I'm on the street and I'm really fearful. I'm fearful all the time, but I come in here and I'm not fearful anymore, and that's not a small thing.
Yeah.
You know, that was from physically from his own viewpoint, and you could see it in his demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he was having to deal with, you know, being out there as a homeless youth on the streets Chico.
Yeah, I think that's huge, and that also plays a part, I think, in the client's ability to, you know, express themselves artistically, whether it be in their writing or in their music, through writing for Donuts or through 6th Street Records, the thing that I'm trying to get started, it is started, but it's kind of in process. And so maintaining a safe space for clients to, you know, get their needs met, but then also express themselves in a healthy fashion is, you know, important.
So how many youth are kind of quote unquote assigned to Aaron as far as being a case manager? How many youth do you have you influence on a weekly basis at the center?
So I guess you would say what my caseload is. It's kind of in flux because people come and go, and then I might not see people for months at a time. If I was to estimate, I'd say it's anywhere between like 10 to 20 right now.
Do you have, you know, what situation or something you've seen that's just so beautiful, obviously without mentioning names, I mean, but you give us a little bit of the hopes and dreams that you see at the center, you know, from, you know, a youth perspective.
Like, you're kind of wanting to know about certain youth's dreams and goals and aspirations.
Yeah, some of the beautiful things you've seen in the youth there.
Oh man, I've seen a lot of beautiful things from like little small interactions, like where you see somebody making progress. Where like that was a really good, that was a really good example of healthy communication, and that's something you know that person's been working on for a really long time. And then when you actually see that manifest itself in like the hard work, and you might have those little victories, but I think those are what make me happy.
Uh-huh.
And they might seem pretty small, but I think that they're huge. And the other beautiful thing about the center is, to me, the people that come in and just play music, and I love hearing people play music in the center, whether they're at the piano playing, you know, Hot Cross Buns or Pirates of the Caribbean, or they're playing something on the guitar that's pretty metal or Bob Dylan-esque, or it's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of people and genres of music, and I think that that's kind of what has inspired me to, you know, try to bring everybody together and like harvest the talent, or at least capture some of it in a recording, because I feel like a lot of it just comes and goes and it's like fleeting, and I just want to catch it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I like kind of doing the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Right? We're capturing this for radio. We'll be able to listen to the archives after the show. And I have a question that I'm going to kind of lead in and have a follow-up with Sienna Kelly, who's here, is going to do some music at the end of the show and a little awesome. Bit of an interview. But what would youth who you use the center say about their experience at the center? You know, kind of put yourself in their shoes and, you know, what would they say? What would they say? What do you think they'd be saying?
There was a youth today that she, on her way out, she just like threw everybody a hand and said, thank you, Sixth Street. And it was just a nice little reminder, like, yeah. Wow, we helped her. We made her day a little bit better. And I think that's important. And that's huge for me. And I really appreciate little stuff like that. I don't know. We don't always get a huge thank you. We don't do it for the thanks. But those are nice and always appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Sienna Kelly, welcome to KZFR. It's always nice to see you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What would you say to that, Sienna? I know you've been in Sixth Street quite a bit over the last couple of years. What would your response to be about your experience at Sixth Street?
Oh, like what would I say to them, yeah. Basically? Just benevolent amount of thanks. Mm-hmm. I can't even describe it. I mean, it's just amazing to see that there's people there who actually are working to look out for you and care for you and, you know, make sure you have a space that you can be yourself and you can dry your clothes and wash them if you need them. You can get new clothes if you need them for an interview. I got a job through Sixth Street. They helped me with Caminar and so many other things. Then, you know, I owe a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of incredible to watch other people, you know, be helped by it.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible just to know that there's a space that you can go and be welcome and be safe. Because maybe talk a little bit, because this is Youth for Justice. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to do a program out of the Peace and Justice Center. It was called the same thing. And then we kind of transitioned to a radio program. But we used to run it. I think maybe you were just coming to the center as we were closing it down. But we would run an overlapping program. So you guys are closed Wednesday mornings for staff. And we would have a program at the center. But that was kind of a similar thing, where youth would just come in and be themselves. And what was your experience of, you know, that space?
Oh, in that space? That was wonderful as well at the, what is it, Peace and Justice Center?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun being able to have, you know, a spot on Wednesday mornings to come in because, you know, Sixth Street is closed for their, staff meeting, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't always get breakfast on those days, and it's kind of difficult. And, you know, if you wake up or, you know, if someone moves you from your spot where you're sleeping at, you got nowhere to go, you got to stay up, you know, you can go there and have a pancake or two and talk with some people. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences of doing this whole, you know, this whole without a roof thing. And one thing, I'm going to transition to a question that I think of Josh Indar, who was on doing the show last week. But I interviewed Josh a couple of years ago when I first started doing radio, and we were off audio. But he said, what you do is outside the system. So I don't work for any specific organization. And he said that type of support is really critical. And where I'm going with that is, I mean, I'm able to actually meet and talk with youth on the streets. Mm-hmm. And I understand most of the service providers, maybe take a pause to talk about it a little bit, Aaron. If you work for Sixth Street, you're not supposed to have any contact with the youth outside the center. And I've just got such positive feedback, you know, being the ability to, as Josh Indar's term, be outside the system, to be able to help youth in a different way. I'm able to approach them on the street or talk to them or, you know, give them some help and some guidance. What would you say to that, Aaron?
I say that. That's, I think that's really important because that just shows that there's different people in different like sectors of the community that are able to come together and meet needs in, I think, a very positive way. Like you mentioned, there are certain things that I can't do due to, like, you know, confidentiality and, you know, professionalism and working in the center and working for a not-for-profit, all that stuff. There's a lot of perks that come with it, but there's a lot of things that I'm not able to do, like meet with people outside of my work hours. But the ability that you have to do that, I think, is huge, and it's can be huge for a person that's just out on the street and is not feeling safe, and it's after hours, and they just need that extra that one person to come up and offer them a hand. And I think that's where the community gets involved and comes together to help.
Yeah, the first interview I did was Kyle Maxson a couple over 2 years ago, but that's one of the things he'd said, that he just felt like no one cared because he knew if he was going to Sixth Street or any other place, they were doing it just because they were the quote-unquote, it was their job. But then someone had stepped forward and helped him in a way that was outside of that, and it was really a breakthrough for him because he really was kind of going, oh, you know, maybe people do care. But, you know, I just really feel kind of blessed, the friendships I've made through Sixth Street with, like, Sienna and other folks. But, you know, I was able to have coffee with you a few times at Starbucks. And we had some just wonderful, wonderful conversations around, you know, how you're doing in life. And you know, how helpful was that for you at that time to have someone you could just go and talk to?
Oh, it was really great to have, you know, an older adult that's not a family member, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can be super open with my family, but it's still nice to just have, like, an outside opinion. Because everyone in your immediate family is kind of set in this one specific mindset, it seems like, a lot of time. Not exactly, but as a ideal. And it was nice to have, you know, other outside opinions on, like, what do you think about this, or what if I did this, and you would give me your honest opinion, and that would, you know, always mean a lot to me.
So I'd say, you know, maybe a little plug, Youth for Justice on Facebook, look us up, maybe I am me, but, you know, I'd like to get more people involved doing that, you know, showing up in the plaza and showing up, you know, reaching out to folks, you know, and folks in need, because it makes a huge difference, because Sonny, who I had on the show a couple of times, I ended up catching up with him, but I gave him money for a poem he wrote. And I'll never forget the look on his face when I gave him that money. And he was just like, really? My poem? It was such a blessing for him. And we talked for a little bit, you know. And I can't stress enough for folks that are listening to this and maybe not have worked with, you know, youth that are in a homeless situation or otherwise, which I actually came from that environment. It's just an amazing ability to, you know, help someone just by being kind and talking to them, you know.
Yeah. And on the note that you said before, I think all the staff have come across a client or two that has gone through the system and say, like, a system like foster care that was not good or desirable or healthy for them. And even though we are a service provider and we do our best to help, it's difficult for maybe youth to sort of separate us or see us as different, because in their eyes, we kind of are a part of the system, and it's not... And it's not an easy thing to, like, even distinguish or separate. So that's something that I totally understand. And I know what my role is, and I do what I can. I help when they allow me to help, you know. So, and that's the other part that might be kind of, is sometimes kind of hard, but, you know, it comes with, you know, just accepting it, you know.
So let's transition or circle back on Sixth Street Records, which we talked about this Wednesday. I keep thinking it was last week, but no, it was just 2 days ago. Give us a little, I'm sure not everyone listened to Without a Roof Wednesday. Give us a little snippet. Sixth Street Records, what's up?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I just got the idea to create a space for youth to record music and make a little mixtape. And, well, it's not mixtape. It's not little, but it is a mixtape. I feel like it's a huge step, and because this is something that's never been done before, and something I'd like to continue to do. Basically, what I am doing is every other week, I bring all my personal recording equipment to the center. I set up in one of the rooms, and people have, you know, sign up for half-hour sessions, and we just record music and have fun and just talk about music and get people comfortable with being in front of a microphone, maybe even talk about some of the equipment. It's an opportunity for them to learn and also learn about themselves and how they sound in a microphone, because that's the other part that's really throws people off. When you hear yourself for the first time, it's like, whoa, I sound like that. And it's it's just fun to see.
Yeah, it sure is. What do you think about a whole idea of Sixth Street Records, Sienna, and the musician over here?
That's absolutely incredible. I mean, thank you so much for starting that. I mean, that'll be very impactful for a lot of people. And I know, you know, just having the piano there was impactful for me a lot of the time. So you doing that and, you know, reaching out in that level was really appreciated.
Yeah, the piano there is huge. It's something that people are playing constantly throughout the day.
Even if they
don't know how to play a piano, they're just, like, curious, and they just sit there and start playing. And I like seeing that too.
And it's in a really cool spot.
Yeah.
It's probably the quietest spot, or the quote-unquote the least traveled spot in the center is where the piano is. So it is really kind of beautiful. So where do you see it going? Where do you see Sixth Street Records in a month, in 2 months? I mean, you got a business plan, but a plan for where are you going to go with this?
I see it as coming together as, like I said, a mixtape that I can... that we can put online for people to hear.
Nice.
And also listen to and just hear some people's stories, hear what people have to say, whether it be musically or lyrically, because they all have perspectives that and voices that need to be heard. So I think that's the huge part about this project. It's hearing the voices that are unheard in your community, you know, having more awareness about who's in those positions and who might need help, and and not even just who needs help, but who has this raw talent and this the ability to say things that might be kind of hard to say, but they're all very brave, and yeah. I feel humbled every time I'm in watching them record and just play music and do their thing, because that it's just a fun experience, and it humbles me.
Yeah, as I was talking to Aaron, I know we had said this at the top of the hour about, you know, getting involved with Youth for Justice. You got some stuff you want to put on the radio, look us up on Facebook, reach out to me, Guillermo Mash. But, you know, I was talking a little bit about maybe you could do 20 minutes a month or 15 minutes, or just kind of go, hey, Bill, this is what I got for the month, and maybe we can slip you in a slot, you know, starting in August or September.
Yeah, that sounds definitely interesting. I have to see what's up with my schedule, but that sounds like something I'd definitely be into. I love radio.
Yeah. I used to do radio, at public radio in Illinois. Is it like a college station? Or?
Yeah, I used to do radio at 91.1 in Southern Illinois, WDBX. That's like a shout-out, but nobody's
going to. It is WDBX.
The WDBX, the Nocturne Table, that was my show. So I have some experience doing that, and I would love to, you know, do a show or be on the air. Even if I don't have a show, be on the air whenever you would have me on. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be great. You got any questions maybe for Aaron? Or?
Oh, just one. Are you planning on, like, having all originals in the mixtape, or are you doing covers as well? Or just wondering how that's, like...
Well, so far we've had one original and one cover, and those are the two contributions to the project we have so far. Like I said, I would like to do more sessions, maybe two or three, to get more people contributing music. But I'm okay with having anything on, you know, on there, whether it be musical, whether there's no music and they just want to do like some slam poetry, whether they want to do a cover, original, or just freestyle, anything that it's all great to me.
That's awesome.
It sure is. Any closing comments, Aaron?
A little closing comment. Just know that if you have any relatives or friends that might be experiencing homelessness or would be at risk of homelessness, that they should come down to the 6th Street Drop-In Center, 130 West 6th Street, and we'll welcome you with open arms and be able to, you know, provide you with a safe space and help as needed.
All right, thanks, folks. Transition here to a underwriter, man. It makes it all possible. Youth for Justice made possible by generous contributions of Gazia Bar supporters and by Harrison Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daly Wright provides certified public accounting, specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support services and nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daly Wright, call 895-1209 and by Northern Star Mill, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898, before I was born. Natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers are available, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from Bidwell Mansion. Going to hit you with a song, a pre-recorded song, coming back with Sienna Kelly live here on People Out Radio.
Simon.
And I work for a charity called Squeaky Gate. And I'm here today to deliver a workshop seminar in music in the youth justice sector. I love working with people. I love making a difference in a little way that we can. And I think what I love doing is instilling belief. Belief in people, that I have belief in people, but also their own self-belief that you can achieve something that maybe you believed you couldn't do. And so if you can achieve that a little bit more than you thought you were able to in a music project, then actually maybe you can take that to other aspects of your life as well. When you deal with vulnerable people, you know, people have big deals going on in their life, and that manifests itself in many different ways. Sometimes it manifests itself in violence, that they can't cope with it in a rational way, and you know, it just comes out. And so occasionally I've had to deal with physical threats, and these are quite challenging. But these are very, very, very few and far between. Get out there and do it. Believe in yourself, get out there and do it. Start by volunteering, offering your services, get out there and do. You know, just sort of knock on lots of doors. And then if you've really got what it takes, you'll do it. You'll really do it.
Back in the studio. And back in the studio. And got Sienna Kelly in the studio. Is going to play a song. She's going to play a song for us. And what do we got, Sienna Kelly, in the studio?
Hi, everybody. Well, as Bill said, I'm...
be, not just based on what she sees. One who rises, one top, not one who let you drop on down. Not one who will let you drop on down.
Wow. Bravo. Bravo from the studio audience. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Sarah Kelly. Appreciate that. What do you think, Aaron, man, from Sixth Street Records, man? What do you think?
I thought it was great. Thank you so much for playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, Hannah Kelly. And you know what I would say is we're going to be doing a little forward promo here. I'm actually going to, on the 20th, we're doing a thing called Chico Ladies Night. And we're literally going to do a radio show here, and then we're going to go over to Duffy's. And Sienna Kelly's going to be part of that. We got about 10 different artists that are going to be involved. Ali Battaglia, Aaron Haley, a bunch of them. That's going to be the 20th, Aaron. Going to have the studio here from 7:30 to 10. And we're going to go right on over to Duffy's. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the Chico Vibe. We have staff writers, Mark Alexander being one of them. And we're going to raise money to be able to pay youth to, you know, write for the magazine. But if you like what you heard, and I know you did, hang around, because Sienna's going to be the first song, as she does, you know, on occasion for Beatle Nation. She's got a Beatles song all kind of tapped up for us. But I just want to thank everyone for dialing in and listening to Youth for Justice. Look us up on Facebook. You want to get involved, maybe do some programming, you know, give us a shout-out on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Youth for Justice. Going to bring you out with it's a perfect song, Youth Daughters, here on People Power Radio.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones, 'cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong.
Caused it. And you caused it. if you're in love, then you are the lucky one. 'Cause most of us are bitter over someone. Setting fire to our insides for fun, to distract our hearts from ever missing them. But I'm forever missing him.
Welcome to Beatle Nation with your host, Lucia.
And your co-host, Meadow Mavis.
And the wonderful woman right there is Sienna, and she's going to play a transitioning Beatles song.